Here I'll be discussing in greater detail how to make the perfect apple for cheesecake, how to make easy apple cheesecake, and the ultimate guide to cheesecake. I hope you enjoy the English reading and please feel free to leave any questions or comments below. The perfect apple for cheesecake. When it comes to choosing the perfect apple for cheesecake, there are a few things you need to take into account. The first is the type of apple you want to use. I prefer to use Granny Smith apples because they have a tart flavor that pairs well with the sweetness of the cheesecake. However, you can really use any type of apple you like. The second thing to consider is how you're going to prepare the apples. I like to slice my apples thin so that they cook evenly and don't overpower the cheesecake flavor. You can also dice the apples if you prefer, but I find that slicing them works best. Finally, you need to decide whether or not you're going to add any toppings to your apple cheesecake. I like to use chopped nuts, but if you like to keep things simple and just top it with a dollop of whipped cream, that will taste delicious too. I love to top mine with caramel or chocolate sauce. How to make easy apple cheesecake. Now that you've chosen the perfect apple for your cheesecake, it's time to get started on the actual recipe. This is a really easy cheesecake to make, and it only requires a few ingredients. First, you'll need to make the crust. I like to use a graham cracker crust, but you could also use a regular pie crust or an almond flour crust. If you're using a graham cracker crust, simply combine the graham crackers, sugar, and melted butter in a food processor and pulse until the mixture is crumbly. Next, you'll need to prepare the filling. In a large bowl, combine the cream cheese, sugar, eggs, and vanilla extract and mix until smooth. Then, fold in the diced apples. Pour the filling into the prepared crust and bake at 350 degrees for about 45 minutes, or until the cheesecake is firm. Allow the cheesecake to cool completely before serving. The ultimate guide to cheesecake. Now that you know how to make easy apple cheesecake, it's time to get creative and experiment with other flavors. Cheesecake is a really versatile dessert, and there are endless possibilities when it comes to flavor combinations. One of my favorite things to do is to add a layer of fruit on top of the cheesecake. This can be anything from fresh berries to a thin layer of jam. You can also get creative with the crust and use different types of cookies or even crushed candy. Thank you for stopping by. I hope this helps you elevate your English in the kitchen this weekend. Speak English fluently and have fun.